I'm Christopher Coxworth, and I'm the Bishop of Coventry. I suppose I was part of that generation that was brought up with Coventry Cathedral. Although I lived in the south of England, I'd always known about Coventry Cathedral because, you know, my parents had been through the war. They were deeply moved by the whole story of Coventry's bombing and then the rebuilding of the city and the rebuilding of the cathedral. So it's part of the sort of landscape of life, really. I had just prepared my father to die. I was in hospital with him and saying my goodbyes to him. And I went into the car park and answered a call that had come in on my mobile. And that's when I heard that my name was being considered, and was I happy with that? And I could have pulled out, but it was a rather moving moment. I think time had come for my father to die. He was becoming quite ill. He'd lived a good life. He thought I was a bit mad, you know, sort of going into the church, as he said. He thought there were much better ways of earning a living and getting a lot of money behind you and so on. So I felt there was something sort of poignant in my being asked to be a bishop at that point, because I knew he would have liked that, and actually, you know, he would have been quite proud. There simply isn't a cathedral like that. It's its story. Its extraordinary story of the wartime bombing, and then the equally extraordinary story of the new cathedral being built out of the ruins. It's a cathedral in two parts. It's very powerful, it's very moving, because it really tells the Christian story of moving from death to life and resurrection. And the human condition, I think, really, those times in human history, like, you know, wartime in Coventry, and our own personal history when life is difficult. Loads of memories, loads of powerful and profound memories. And one most recent one, actually, was I was coming to the end of a pilgrimage. I'd been walking for about 100 miles by that point. By the time we came to the cathedral, there were hundreds of us. It was actually Palm Sunday, a very important day in the Christian year. And because it was that day, the cathedral had laid out a massive wooden cross on the floor, and each of us was invited to hit a nail into the cross. And that was a very moving thing to do, to, as it were, sort of associate oneself with everything that sent Jesus to his death, all the violence that he received, of which I think in a way we're all part of. And then that cross was taken into the new cathedral, and we all walked behind it, and that's when I saw that beautiful face of Jesus in the Sutherland tapestry, and I suddenly realised, gosh, this is what the cathedral is about. Acknowledging the agony and the wretchedness of life in the ruins, but then travelling into the new cathedral and having that great sense of space and openness and light and hope and love and new possibilities and a new future is what we call the resurrection. And there's the image of the risen Christ sort of looking down on us. And I think then I really understood the cathedral, and it was a great moment.